Jazz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Jazz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Motherfucker!
What you said, MF?
Welcome to the Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Yo!
Pam's over there.
Hola.
Phil is napping over there.
That's right.
Thanksgiving, motherfucker. It's the national eating holiday.
More
food
turkey.
On top of food, on top of food.
Yep.
Phil, let's start with you. What are you doing?
I'm going to be with Amanda and her family in Cheshire.
Nice.
So it'll be fairly quiet. We were asked to bring a dessert, and Amanda said that every year, I was like, how about pumpkin pie? That's like the classic dessert that you
it's
bring.
Classic.
She's like, every year we have a pumpkin pie and nobody touches it.
Wow.
So we were going back and forth. I was like, how about this? How about that? She's like, I don't want to make the same thing. So I texted Chaz on Monday and I was like, do you think Jennifer would share her very famous bread pudding recipe with the bourbon sauce? He's like, I don't know. I'll ask her though.
No, I said she'd be honored. I was thinking to myself, I don't know. But to Phil, I texted, she'd be honored. She gets home at 4.
Yeah, so she did. So she was very gracious, sends it over. So we go out, we buy all the ingredients, we do all the prep because you got to let the bread stale up a little bit so that when you bake it, it doesn't like just become mush. So we're all excited, and Amanda's mother texts her last night at 8 o'clock, can you bring a pumpkin pie?
No!
Get the fuck out of
kidding.
Here!
You're kidding!
So you bring and the bread pudding.
No.
Fuck it.
So I was like, yeah, we'll go to the store, we'll buy like a $7 pumpkin pie that you can throw in the oven and everyone, like, eat it or don't, I don't care at this point, but we are fucking committed, we are making this bread pudding
the bread
now.
Is staling.
That's right. That's right, motherfucker.
Process has begun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice, and this will be your first Thanksgiving dinner with her family.
Yeah.
So you've eaten many times with them.
Right, so last year we did Thanksgiving with my family and then Christmas with her family.
Mm. Right.
So I don't even remember, my parents actually
That's
met
right.
them
Holy
for the
shit.
First
How
time.
How long has she been around? So she's been around
May of last year.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's been around for a while.
Yes.
Mm. Excellent. Nice. That sounds fun. Pam, what are you doing? You're making turkey.
I'm making a turkey, hopefully.
And you're killing your family.
Yes. Yeah, sorry, Mom, Dad, I love you. Sister, love you.
Yeah, you shouldn't even be here now. You should be home thawing that turkey correctly.
So I thought that it... I got it on Monday. I put it in my fridge on Monday. So I figured that's how the thawing process begins. You put it in on Monday. So
right.
by now, I guess I put it in the water. So we'll see what happens.
In the bath with you?
I don't know.
You gotta take a shower.
I don't
want
to buy a turkey because then it defeats the purpose of getting a free turkey.
Right.
That we got at work.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think you just see this one through.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I just got to donate. But this is what I don't understand. People are donating frozen turkeys as of yesterday and today. So what are these people doing with their frozen turkeys at these charities?
Well, they don't cook on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
They'll use that food whenever they need it.
Right.
Right.
Okay, well, then I'll
Christmas.
Go donate it.
Right.
And then
so for like every 4 pounds of turkey meat, you need to add day to thaw in a fridge.
So everybody keeps saying different things. And I'm getting different, I think... I don't know. Everyone's saying this, like there's so many.
Yeah.
Everyone
there's
has
a lot of information.
Advice. Yes.
And the problem is you don't care about any of it. You just want that turkey to go in the oven and come out ready.
Don't. That's
it's
what
like,
I thought
why does
do.
It have to be this hard?
Then how about don't give us frozen turkeys on Monday? Thank you.
Because
for
actually
being
you could have gotten it on Friday.
But, yeah, but they said they were coming at 2.
It's someone else's fault.
Her predecessor.
You kind of are. Why did they give us frozen turkeys?
I'm just saying. They said they're coming at 2. I was here at 2. Did they have them?
Danny Mac picked them up.
Oh.
Well, then Danny Mac is
our resident hippie.
Because I came back at 2:30. She goes, yeah, we have no idea where Danny Mac or the turkeys are. So I'm like, I'll get mine Monday. Thanks.
Yeah.
Nice
oh, my God.
Is this your turkey that you cook? Is this...
No, ours is going to the freezer. My in-laws are making turkey. My brother-in-law is actually making fried turkey outside with the deep fryer.
There you go.
Yeah.
So is this like your Christmas turkey then?
Or whatever, just the turkey from whenever, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so all we got to do is make pecan pie. So I got to make that.
No, you have nothing to do with that.
Basically, yeah. So I just got to hang.
Pam to the store.
I'm the wheel man, yeah.
She goes in. She comes out,
right.
You drive her back.
I drive the Conestoga wagon, take it to the general store. She gets the supplies to bring it back to the cabin in the middle of the forest.
You get a nice groove on the couch with a cigar and you're good.
Actually, I can't smoke in the house.
You get no.
You're not allowed. Yeah.
Nope.
Poor Hank.
So no, that's a good rule.
Yeah, it is a good rule.
Wait, hey, I can't smoke. Your own house.
You got a kitty in there.
Tobacco in the house. Right.
Yeah. Ah. Okay. Thanks for clarifying.
No problem.
So you're going over to the island.
Yep.
You're having dinner with your in-laws and then dessert with, or how does that work?
Yeah, exactly that. Dinner with the in-laws and then dessert with the you know, with my family.
Yeah, with my family.
Yeah. And it's a quick hit and run. Boom, boom.
Well, you have to bring your mother's stuffing back.
Yeah. Back to where? Oh, here.
Here. Yeah. That's incredible. Yeah, there's sausage in there.
It's a meal.
What is in there? It's stuffing,
well, it's
sausage.
A Puerto Rican recipe, so first you steal all the ingredients. It's it's okay.
I've heard that every year for like 20 years.
Oh, my God.
And it's right. Funny, goddamn.
So you think it's fucking like,
oh my God,
yeah,
you love
old.
It.
All right, try 20.
I'm only
going to
hear that tonight on stage, too. Anyway. Yeah.
Oh, good. Little preview.
But no, it's hot Italian sausage. There's olives, there's capers, there's carrots, there's there's chopped meat, there's everything in there. Yeah. It's a meal.
It's really great.
Yeah.
Really great. It's one of those stuffings that you could start eating and then you just can't stop.
Right.
And then the next thing you know, you're on the floor
some
in
gravy
pain.
And some Frank's hot sauce on top of me. It's pure heaven.
Oh, my God. That sounds great. And then that's it? So you're going Saturday, then coming back Saturday?
No, Thursday.
Oh, I'm sorry, Thursday.
Yeah.
I keep thinking today's
Friday.
Yeah,
no, we're not going to be gone long.
Yeah, nice.
Jeez. So you're going to be in, like, the crush of, like, traveling people.
You're going on the ferry on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, like a jigsaw puzzle. Yeah, exactly.
They fit all the cars on there.
Yeah, the good thing is now you don't have to get out of your vehicle because you can't anymore. Because they have the thing now where you don't get your tickets on the ferry anymore. Now you have to do them online. So you already have your ticket when you get on there. So all they do is just scan it when you pull up, and that's it.
Oh, so you don't even have to get out. So you just pull up, lean the seat back, done.
Exactly, because you can't get out anyway because everybody's like sandwiched in.
You okay over there?
I got the hiccups.
What's happening?
What's going on?
I got the hiccups.
He was thinking about eating the stuffing.
And that's it.
Okay, you're done talking?
Yep.
Okay.
You're done.
Are you having hiccups or are you having a heart attack?
I'm having hiccups.
All right. Hiccups. Okay. I'm going over to
How's
Jennifer's.
How's your left arm feel, numb?
Nope.
Okay.
Strong as an ox.
All right. All right. Well, that sounds fun, man.
Yeah.
Okay. That's I'm going over to.
You say, good.
No, go ahead. Yeah.
Are you done or not?
I'm done. Now I'm done. Yes.
I don't think you're done.
I am.
No, just go ahead. Fucking finish.
The best part is Friday.
Happy fucking Thanksgiving, you motherfuckers. Yeah, no, I'm going over to Jennifer's uncle and aunt's house, Uncle Chris,
nice.
Auntie Barbara. That whole crew is really funny. It's crazy and loud and a lot of food. But this year, there's a kicker. He is the kicker.
He is the kicker.
So Uncle Maddie calls and says, hey, I don't want to spend Thanksgiving with these idiots. I'm coming over. So Uncle Matty, I only met once. I met him at a funeral. Oh. And if I didn't know he was Italian, I would think he's Irish. His nose is crooked, like it looks like a shillelagh.
What happened?
Right? He has been in so many fights.
Okay.
He's probably like 80 years old, but like tough like an ox.
Yeah.
It's like, I've never lost a fight. And this guy has stories. And I almost at this funeral, because this guy's just gold. Right? He's one of these guys, you meet him, it's like, wow, very rare to meet someone like this. I almost whipped my phone out because I forgot where I was because he's telling these stories. I'm like, oh shit, I'm at a funeral. I can't fucking interview someone now.
Yeah, let's go outside.
There's a dead body to my right.
Let's go outside.
Right. It's really sad.
Yeah.
And I'm like, tell a story. Yeah. So I didn't do it there, but I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Gotcha.
Let him get like a half bottle of red wine in him first.
Exactly. Yeah, so he's bringing his son, and I hear they're both characters. So I should have some audio on that Monday morning.
Yes.
Oops. Yeah. And we're looking forward to the toy drive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We got confirmation Starship's going to play We Built This City.
Yep.
And we haven't really put together a list other than that song and Jane.
Right.
Yeah.
If they just alternated back and forth, I think everybody'd be happy.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah,
that's
exactly.
A great idea.
They just keep playing those two songs over and over.
You want me to play it?
No.
Oh, come on.
We did it last time. We did it last time. Oh, okay, okay. Right.
Three, two, one.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city.
hard to do when you're stuffed with turkey.
Oh, I gave myself an aneurysm.
I just broke a sweat.
I just broke a fart.
Oh. I just broke my nose.
Are you doing the fart song on stage?
Yes, I am. That's my closer.
I got to bring a taser. Because if Brian from Fairfield comes, you're not going to be able to get a joke out.
Nope. If Brian from Fairfield fucking interrupts me, I'm going to beat the shit out of him.
He will.
Yeah, I think I got to just go over and tase him.
Yep. Yeah, tase him twice.
Because you're not going to, like, it's not going to be a comedy show if he shows up.
It's going to be him going, hey, AJ! Hey, AJ! Hey, AJ!
Dancing.
Yeah.
How can, have you ever, like, I love the guy, right? Yeah. He's great. He's a senior member of the tribe.
Yes, senior.
He won't stop moving or talking.
No,
like what?
Moving.
Like that seems like some kind of weird condition.
And like he's always dancing,
it's
like popping.
Hyper.
Right.
Yeah.
And like, it's like he's on a hot tin roof barefoot.
Yeah.
He's like on a hot pavement. You know when you're walking to the beach barefoot.
Yep. Yeah.
And he's like.
And I always picture him wearing a red onesie for some reason. Like, because he wore that one year. Now I can't picture him.
Yeah,
wearing
he was Sammy
like...
Hagar one
That's
year.
That's right.
A red rocker.
Right. Yes. Yeah. I always enjoy, I don't always enjoy seeing him, but like if he came, it would be nice. But at the same time, I just hope he shuts.
Maybe he's just kidding.
No.
Yeah. I think he was kidding. No, you don't.
I don't know with him.
I think he's one of those guys who likes the element of surprise. So he'll say he goes to everything.
Right.
But like in the past, you've been like, where the fuck were you? We were at the Monsters Ball looking for you. He's like, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Sorry. I forgot.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck you, man. Like, so I think he just says he's going to everything, and then he just sort of picks and chooses
mm-hmm.
when to keep everybody on guard.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I hope he doesn't come, because he's going to fuck the night up.
True.
Well, Dave said we have security, so.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so we'll just taste the shit out of him.
So you remember intern Dylan, the sweaty intern?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he is in a fraternity with Brian's son, Brian.
Who's going to be a doctor.
And every once in a while, Dylan would, instead of, like, driving down from Hartford, would stay at their house.
No.
And he's like, dude, I'm not even kidding you. Like, I'd wake up at 4:30 to get over here, and Brian's just awake. Like, he's just always awake.
Wait a minute.
He's just always up, and, like, there's always something going on. Like, I came into the kitchen once, and he's just wearing his boxers, and he was making me a chicken parm sandwich for lunch, and I was like, thank you, but, like, why the fuck are you awake right now?
That's so weird.
How did we not know this when he was an intern here?
I said multiple times.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, and he reached out to us for the Husky-thon.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah.
I just didn't realize he stayed with him.
Like, a few nights. Like, not every single night of his internship.
What's his house like? I mean, I have a million questions.
Right. We got to get Dylan in.
Yeah.
He'll come in anytime.
Yeah. Sweaty hands.
Mm-hmm. Sweaty pits.
Sweaty pits.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Sweaty pits.
Sweaty pits and too much cologne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So much.
Tall guy. That's how I should have said it.
It's like a morning show. Sweaty pits and too much cologne.
I like that name.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So, AJ, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
There may still be one or two tickets left by the time you hear this. If not, you know, we'll hopefully see you at the toy drive.
Yep.
Have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you for everything. We're very thankful for you guys. Without you, nothing happens. There is no mm-hmm. show.
Us talking to ourselves.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
In our basements.
Right.
Yeah, in front of
right.
the mirror.
Yep.
Right. With Brian from Fairfield knocking on the window outside the house.
Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, guys! Guys!
Hey, AJ! You suck!
And Scarecrow's twin.
Right.
Oh, we got
a mirror.
Know.
By the way, that was the funniest line ever.
It's a mirror.
That really, we should put that in a promo somewhere. But thank you for everything. We're very grateful for you. Have a great Thanksgiving. And, yeah, motherfucker.
Motherfucker!
Yeah, that's the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Hello.
Pam's over there.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, she says bye-bye to her family.
I mean, hello.
Hello, ER.
Well, yeah. We're saying bye. Like,
yeah, we are saying bye.
Yeah.
It's going to be all
Thanksgiving.
Salmonella and E. coli. That's what
he's
saying.
Oh, thanks. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's right.
My brain today, every day.
My brain today, every day.
It's like a children's book.
Yeah. Yeah. Phil's over there.
Goodbye.
And yes, follow us on all of our bullshit. Thank you.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to help you save this 4th of July. Upgrade your laundry routine with the new and exclusive first-of-its-kind all-in-one vented laundry combo. Wash and dry in just 68 minutes. Save up to 40% on select major appliances. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Shop Samsung this July 4th at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.